Hello, thank you so much for joining me today for Give Him 15. And the title of our post today is Transitional Moments. As I begin my R&R today, you are going to be blessed by my friend, Gene Bailey, whom you know from his very significant program on the Victory Network, Flashpoint. I don't have to tell you that Gene is making a huge impact in our nation, and it is a true honor to have him fill in for me today. Thank you, Gene.
Hello, I'm Gene Bailey, and I'm honored. I'm truly honored that Dutch and Cece asked me to fill in for Dutch today. Thank you for joining me. You know, in thinking and praying about this post, I was reminded of something I wrote a while back about transitional moments in this book, Flashpoint of Revival. And truly, right now, this nation is certainly in a transitional moment. We want to see a turnaround in our leaders, yes, but I believe you and I are also in a transition. Let's look at the first chapter of Joshua. What does it say? Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving them. That's Joshua 1:2. Imagine how Joshua must have felt when God spoke these words to him. He'd walked closely and faithfully with Moses for years. He'd witnessed miracles by Moses' hand and had watched him struggle through periods of sin. He was well acquainted with the quirks of the Israelites and had seen Moses intercede for them. And then one day, out of nowhere, it happened. Moses was dead. Joshua's first thoughts must have been, Moses is dead? I'm in charge? Now? Like right now? I wonder if anyone was more surprised than Joshua that it was time for him to take God's people into the promised land. You see, Joshua had been thrust into a transitional moment. That's how transitional moments happen. We don't expect them, and we often don't realize we're in one until we really are in one. Transitional moments take us from where we are into what God has next. I think it's safe to say that we're in a worldwide transitional moment right now. Everything we knew previously, or everything we thought we knew, has been shaken away. But remember, when things get shaken, God promises that there's always something that remains. As a believer in Jesus Christ, that something is you. Christ in you truly is the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Now, there's some things to consider as we stand in this very uncomfortable time of transition. Remember, a little further down in Joshua 1, the Lord spends some time encouraging Joshua with several things. That he would be with him, just as he was with Moses, to be strong and courageous, and to keep the word before him constantly, meditating on it. Most of us are aware that the things we did in the last season no longer work, but we haven't yet figured out what to do in the season we're heading into. We do well to heed the Lord's encouragement to Joshua rather than trying to wiggle our way out of this uncomfortable transition. We must wake up and take seriously what's happening around us. Evil forces are threatening to destroy our country, and we can't afford to sit idly by as we try to ignore our discomfort and go on with life as usual. There's no more life as usual, and that's the point. But God has great plans for us, just as He had for Joshua and the Israelites. Israel had tried for years to cross into the Promised Land, and after many years of walking around the desert with Moses, they still hadn't gotten there. Their hearts were ready for what God had for them. But when God raised up Joshua to lead them, this is important, Joshua became the power relationship that Israel needed to get them through the transition and into their promise. When they got into agreement with the right guy, they were able to cross over into the promised land. This same principle rings true for us. We cannot pass through transition and into the new season unless you and I have the right connection. when we're aligned with the right guy, the one who is our power relationship, in our case, Jesus, we're well able to cross over into what God has for us. Immediately after the Lord commissioned Joshua, he stepped into Moses' shoes and assumed his leadership role. Now, that right there was a huge shift, not just for Joshua, but for all of Israel, who were now looking to him for guidance. He led them through the Jordan, and just a few chapters later, they came to Jericho. When Joshua was near the town of Jericho, he looked up and he saw a man standing in front of him with a sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and demanded, "Are you friend or foe?" "Neither one," he replied. "I am the commander of the Lord's army." At this, Joshua fell with his face to the ground in reverence and said, "I am at your command. What do you want your servant to do?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did just like he was told. That's Joshua 5, 13 through 15. Joshua was now leading his army, and they'd arrived close to Jericho. I'm sure he felt no pressure, right? Can you imagine how he must have felt? I think he knew his best bet was to, I know, listen to what the Lord had instructed him. So the first thing Joshua did was to pray. Good advice. When he did, an angel came and told him exactly what to do. It's easy for us to try to come up with our own solutions when we're thrown into a new season. I know I have. Sometimes we don't take the time to seek the Lord for instruction because we react out of fear, frustration, or out of uncertainty. We know that all these things have been rampant in our country and across the world for many years. We would do well to follow Joshua's example and pray, expecting that the Lord will show up and give us specific instruction on how to move forward. God only lights the step we're on, but faith takes the next step. We usually can't see very far down that path. We may only get instructions for one move at a time, but as we continue to follow Him, He will continue to reveal the next step. Another thing to notice about Joshua is this. His first question of the angel was, "Which side are you on?" Sound familiar? Surely there are only two sides in this battle, right? We all want the Lord to be on our side, to champion our cause, and to back our opinions and our limited understanding. It's what we all do. We should always be firm in our stand for righteousness, though. But we must be careful not to view life as one big contest with two opposing sides, political or otherwise, or to view people through the lens of friend or foe. When we do this, we're like Joshua, wanting God to be on our side rather than aligning ourselves with what He is doing. In the battle where Joshua saw two sides, friend or foe, the angel didn't have a side. He was aligned with the Lord. Once Joshua understood that, he submitted to the angel's authority and instruction. So let's pay attention and learn this lesson from Joshua. It's a great reminder that God doesn't take sides. He has His own plan and agenda. We can choose to respond, "I'm at your command," or we can get caught up in us versus them mentality and miss our true enemy. And that's the one who's always working to steal, to kill, and destroy. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, lead us today in our life choices, no matter how insignificant they may seem. We choose to rest in You and Your plan. Forgive us when we get ahead of You and implement our own plans and worry about the plan itself and how it'll happen. We roll that care over on You. We are indeed Yours to command. Now, our decree. We decree that we are equipped and we are positioned where God needs us to be. We pray, stay in Christ, and are guided by the Holy Spirit through transitional moments. Our strength and courage comes through standing for Christ's righteous causes. We are confident we will win and that America shall be saved. Thank you for joining me today on Giving 15. Portions of today's post come from my book, Flashpoint of Revival, and you can find out more about it in the description of this post. Have a good day.